Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, colleagues. Mr. Chair, please allow me to begin by thanking you and congratulating you on your election as chair of this group of governmental experts. And I would like to assure you of our full support and constructive engagement. Mr. Chair, we thank you for holding the informal virtual consultations on 20th of February and for the bilateral engagement with different delegations, including ours. We also thank you for the circulation of the indicative timetable listing some topics. At this stage, we would only like to comment on the organization of our work. We appreciate your clarification that this is an informal document and is not meant to be adopted by this GGE. Nevertheless, we believe that structuring our work in a comprehensive manner, even if we are doing so on an informal basis, remains essential. Mr. Chair, as you would recall from the informal consultations as well as the bilateral meeting, and indeed over the course of this GGE's previous sessions, our delegations and the NAM have consistently highlighted that the issue of laws must be addressed comprehensively in all aspects. The humanitarian, legal, ethical, and security dimensions must always remain integrated in a meaningful manner in the work of this GGE. In this regard, we had suggested a topic for inclusion in the indicative timetable, which I wish to again share, so as to appropriately guide the organization of work of this GGE. Laws, like any other category of weapons, do not exist in isolation, nor their development or potential use can be studied separately from their broader security impacts. The challenges highlighted by various delegations and the proposals put forward by them address various dimensions. Therefore, it is essential that we organize the work of our GGE in a way which enables us to capture these vital ideas in an integrated manner. In our view, the current list of topics as contained in the indicative timetable, if at all we need such a list, does not cover all dimensions. Any discussion on laws cannot be devoid of the security and military aspects of these weapon systems. We would recommend adding this important topic in our organization of work as topic 6. Our suggested language for the topic would be very simple, that is, military and security dimensions. The current topic 6 can be moved to Friday morning as topic 7. As you yourself highlighted, Mr. Chair, the indicative timetable may require an update given that at least 3 new proposals have been circulated, including by my delegation, which the GGE should take into account. We hope to work with you and all delegations to come to a common understanding and address the various issues in a comprehensive and meaningful manner. I thank you once again, Mr. Chair.